We're with you till nine. The news is read by Tommy Mescal.
Final meetings to agree the legal rules for indoor dining will take place this morning. It's hoped the regulations will be published later today, followed by the operational guidelines for the hospitality sector. Our political reporter, Sandra Hurley.
The Attorney General will meet with government officials and Fáilte Ireland this morning to finalise the legal underpinning for the new indoor dining system ahead of Monday's reopening. Outstanding legal issues centre on enforcement and recognition of international COVID certificates. It's hoped that the regulations will be published later, followed by the operational guidelines for the sector. Hospitality representatives have not yet seen the full details. Yesterday, the hospitality sector got a technology run-through of the new scanner to check digital COVID certificates. It's expected this will go live later today on the main government website so bars and restaurants can test its use over the weekend.
The opening ceremony of the Olympic Games takes place in Tokyo today at midday Irish time. Ireland has its largest ever Olympic team and they will compete in 19 of the 33 different sports in the Games. Due to the pandemic, spectators will not be allowed to attend most events, and today's ceremony is limited to officials, invited guests and media personnel. Coverage will start on RTÉ2 television at 11:30 and online. From Tokyo, Gary Moran reports.
The 32nd edition of the Summer Games will formally open at midday Irish time in the new National Stadium of Japan, which has a 68,000 capacity, but less than 1,000 spectators will be there, made up of Olympic officials, invited guests, plus some reporters. This ceremony, like the Games themselves, has been mired in controversy, with two directors and the composer forced to resign over offensive jokes, bullying or sexist remarks. But it is the COVID-19 pandemic that has caused bigger headaches by far. Many worldwide and here in Tokyo feel that the Games should not be going ahead, but the International Olympic Committee has doggedly persisted, and barring a further COVID surge, it seems that 17 days of sport lie ahead, with Ireland's largest ever Olympic team looking to excel in 19 of the 33 different sports. Gary Moran, RTÉ News, Tokyo.
Gardaí have confirmed that a 15-year-old boy who was recovered from Lough Sealan on Tuesday afternoon has died in hospital. It brings to five the number of people who have lost their lives following incidents on inland waterways on the island of Ireland in recent days. Karen Creed reports.
This tragedy is one of several drowning incidents over the last few days. A 15-year-old boy had been swimming in Lough Sealan on Tuesday afternoon, a large lake located at a meeting point of counties Westmeath, Meath and Cavan. Emergency services were alerted before 3 p.m. and he was rescued and taken to Children's Hospital Ireland, Temple Street. The boy was pronounced dead yesterday evening. Four others, another child, a woman and two men, have also drowned in separate incidents in lakes this week. A 13-year-old died in County Down on Monday after he got into difficulty in the water. In County Cavan on Wednesday evening, a 29-year-old woman died while attempting to assist one of her children in the water in Gowna. While in County Leitrim, a man in his 70s drowned after getting into difficulty at Spencer Harbour, and a 55-year-old man died in Loch Melvin in Fermanagh. Irish Water Safety has said the majority of water tragedies occur in inland waterways and has emphasised the potential dangers of swimming in rivers and lakes.
The funeral takes place in Dublin later today of the former leader and founder of the Progressive Democrats, Des O'Malley. Family and friends will gather at the Church of the Sacred Heart in Donnybrook in Dublin at midday. The Mass will be live streamed online. Conor Hunt reports.
Des O'Malley was a towering figure in politics. Born in Limerick in 1939, his career spanned five decades and some of the most turbulent years of Irish life. The 82-year-old died earlier this week. The tributes were many, described as a man of huge courage who left a lasting and positive legacy and who transformed the status quo in Irish politics. Later today, family, including his six children, will gather at the Church of the Sacred Heart in Donnybrook for his funeral mass. Those from the world of politics, both past and present, are also expected to attend. The mass will take place in accordance with the current COVID guidelines. The number allowed in the church will be restricted to 50. It will be available to watch online.
And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. Take home heating efficiency to new levels with Grant's air-to-water heat pump and underfloor heating. Visit grant.eu.
Another very warm or hot day with sunny spells. Most of the country will stay dry, but it is likely a few thunderstorms will break out during the afternoon and evening. Highest temperatures generally of 27 to 30 degrees. Slightly cooler in East Leinster and South Munster due to a moderate easterly breeze.